Why would an American join Al-Shabaab? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The young men who attacked that shopping mall in Nairobi were members of a terrorist group called Al-Shabaab, which means the youth. They are ultra-conservatives who ban music and videos. Men are forbidden to shave. Women are forbidden to wear bras. But what's really shocking is that Al-Shabaab has managed to attract Americans. This is from an Al-Shabaab video called The Path to Paradise. And if you wonder why an American would join, here's your answer.
I can only tell you that you have the best of dreams, you eat the best of food, and you're with the best of the brothers and sisters. This is the real Disneyland.
That's Troy Castigar from Minnesota, who took the name Muhammad al-Amriki, Muhammad the American.
We walk amongst the lions.
According to the video, he went to Somalia in 2008.
You need to forsake your desires and come here and join us so that we can die for the sake of Allah.
Sure enough, by the end of the video, he'd been shot, and we see his friends praying over his body.
Their blood smells like musk.
So that's a heck of a recruiting pitch, isn't it? Come to Somalia, walk with the lions, and get shot. Why would anybody join? Well, here's what a leader of the Somali community in Minneapolis told CBS's Dean Reynolds.
It's about engaging a young man who is lost. They hold his hand. They take him to the mosque. They give him a target.
There it is. They are alienated young men, the universal raw material for just about any kind of violence. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.